This is Colorado Matters from Colorado Public Radio. I'm Elaine Grant, in for Ryan Warner. Like many of you, we've been spending a lot of time thinking and talking about Friday's mass shooting in Connecticut. Here at CPR, we have something called the Public Insight Network that enables us to reach out beyond our office walls and hear from you. So today, we want to share some of your thoughts about gun violence and gun laws. Lee Hill runs the Public Insight Network, or PIN as we call it around here. He's here with me now. Hi, Lee.
Hey, Elaine. We heard from people who feel strongly that they need guns for protection, like Sean Fent. He lives in Strasbourg, and he owns a semi-automatic weapon. He keeps a gun in his car, and he rarely leaves his house without a gun.
I think in this day and age, it's more important than ever to have our rights, our Second Amendment rights to own firearms. I believe that for a variety of reasons. I mean, I use mine, including my AR-15, that these gun control activists would like to see banned as an assault weapon. I have a very practical hunting weapon for me, and they're also, I've never had it come up, but I believe they would be a useful home defense weapon. A well-armed society can put an end to violence faster than an unarmed society.
Now, that AR-15 weapon he mentioned, that's one of the weapons that the shooter fired in Connecticut.
Lee, we also heard from many people who want more restrictions placed on gun ownership, like Tom Claggett of Aurora. Tell us about him.
Well, he was a sophomore at Columbine when that shooting happened in 1999. He's also had friends shot by guns. He doesn't own a gun, and he's upset with this whole argument that people need them to protect themselves. In his letter to us, he wrote, "Having guns for protection is a domestic analog to the argument over nuclear weapons proliferation."
So he means the more people buy guns for protection, the more guns will be out there, creating the kind of fear that spurs people to buy yet more guns?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
This issue is so complicated. People aren't just disagreeing with each other. We see from the PIN responses that people have a tremendous amount of inner conflict about owning guns and about gun laws. And what's most interesting to me is that for so long, it seemed like people had made up their minds about guns and their perspectives were set in stone. Now it seems like some people are starting to question their own beliefs.
And that's true for Lee Moore. He's a physician and lives in Castle Rock. And we have Lee on the line. Lee, you wrote to us saying that you had just bought a gun for your wife for Christmas. Why?
I was searching for a gift for my wife and kind of realized, hey, you know, we've always, when we watch the news and think of horrific happenings, we've always had a bit of a concern of how can we protect ourselves, because police always seem to be an afterthought in these horrific events. And so, you know, I'd be lying if I didn't say that was, a major driver in the decision to go ahead and purchase that firearm and have it around the house. But at the same time, I also have a horrific fear of this weapon being in the house because I have a 4-year-old and a 6-year-old.
You also wrote to us saying that guns should be outlawed. How do you reconcile that?
You know, this is a conflicting conversation because I'm a huge advocate of rights and freedom. But at the same time, I've been, a trauma doc in downtown Chicago, and I've seen these weapons used to slaughter innocent people. It's just utterly ridiculous that these types of weapons are available to us. It's utterly ridiculous that ammunition costs pennies.
Lee, are you going to go through with giving your wife the gun for Christmas?
No way. There's just no way. I think before this incident had happened, she would have opened that up and been completely surprised, and it would have been a little bit of a chuckle, a little bit of a cute joke. And then this Connecticut event occurred, and now the thought of giving a weapon as a gift, the thought of having that weapon around our children, is nothing short of nauseating. You know, I stumbled across an interesting article online by Eric Michael Johnson called On the Origin of American Gun Violence. It referenced scientists that are doing real work on the issue at hand that we're speaking of. And the reason that these horrific events are occurring and the reason that more and more Americans buy guns is because we're scared to death of each other and we don't trust each other. And there is just this gigantic rift or gigantic gulf between the haves and the have-nots. And so part of what's nauseating to me on self-reflection of buying this gun is that I don't trust anybody. I don't trust my fellow American. I don't trust my neighbors. I don't trust what anybody's going to do. And it got to such a point that I, at 42 years old, having never owned a firearm, go out and buy one because I'm scared of other people. And that's, for me, just an epic failure for me as an individual. And it's an epic failure for us as a community.
That was Lee Moorer. He lives in Castle Rock. Now, some gun owners are keeping their guns and arguing for more gun control. Dave Conger is one. He lives in Montrose.
Gun proliferation is out of control in this country. I think there's just too many guns. They're too easy to get. And there's too many lobbyists working in favor of spreading guns everywhere. I mean, I'm a gun owner, and I believe in gun rights, but I also believe in gun reasonability.
That was Dave Congor of Montrose. He's a gun owner, but he thinks it's just too easy to buy guns and something should be done to make it harder. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Colorado Matters on Colorado Public Radio. We are sharing what you're telling us about gun control and gun violence. But Lee, people brought up other concerns, not just about guns.
Yes, a lot of people are writing to us about mental illness that keeps coming up. And some gun advocates, like Five Hanshaw in Boulder, think that is what lawmakers should be paying closer attention to. She says since she's been a little girl, she's been shooting guns.
I've never had a fear of them. I've only had a fear of the people who use them inappropriately. A lot of the problem is that we don't have much in the way of mental health help. It's a stigma now that if you have a mental health problem, oh my goodness, you better not tell anyone and you better not go get help because people will know and then you'll be ostracized by society. And I really think that's the main problem.
And we heard from some mental health specialists, right? Do they agree?
Well, Carolyn Zeger lives in Denver and is a psychologist with 45 years of experience. She's worked with people she considered potentially violent. She says it's a really tough issue. In her comments, she wrote, "We mental health professionals cannot predict with any certainty who will actually carry out threats. Some do not declare their intentions. We can try to improve our ability to identify who might be at risk for such violence."
And that's something we'll be looking closer at in the days and weeks ahead. Thanks so much, Lee.
Thank you.
And if you'd like to weigh in with your perspective on gun violence and gun control, talk to us through our Public Insight Network. Lee Hill runs that here for us at Colorado Public Radio. Just log on to CPR.org.